Ukrainian forces say they've repelled multiple assaults on the town of Volodar, south of the besieged city of Bakhmut, and claim to have destroyed more than 100 armored fighting vehicles near there in the past week, wiping out potentially hundreds of Russian soldiers. But Russia says it is continuing to take territory in the east, albeit one small piece at a time, and Ukrainians have been killed by the dozen. The ground reality in this war of attrition depends on who you ask. The eastern front line is more than 1,000 kilometers long. Fighting too small to register may not make headlines. But even the smallest skirmish, seen through the eyes of one family, can become the greatest of tragedies. Evacuating from Volodar, the agony of one family's decision to abandon their home, outweighed only by the pain of knowing they waited too long. The strain perhaps too great for one grandmother, her heart stopped moments before reaching safety. Relief at being out of danger, replaced by the grief of loss.
We have to convince the people for an hour or two sometimes. Then relatives persuade them. We talk to them, the police talk to them. The military administration says you have to evacuate, but that doesn't convince them for some reason.
Ukrainian positions in Volodar have held since the start of the war, but Russians outnumber Ukrainians on the front line and are making gains north of Bakhmut.
I cannot say for sure. I hope and I am sure that we will hold both Volodar and Bakhmut. This is our land. This is our home. Our relatives, our families, our cities are behind us.
Those living in the war zone experience freezing temperatures and a lack of food, electricity, and water.
God forbid our forces from retreating and leaving us behind enemy lines. God forbid. I will not survive this again.
Those who have watched loved ones die, their homes destroyed, and are still here say this should not be happening in the 21st century. Will the latest offensive get worse? Can their military hold out against overwhelming odds? Will there be more missile strikes? Will more Western help get here in time? Days before a milestone this country was hoping to avoid, a year of war with Russia, Ukrainians are seeking answers to tough questions. One thing has remained constant throughout this conflict. Where Russia and Ukraine meet on the battlefield, civilian suffering soon follows. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.